Well, let's start with what is happening in the IPL. It is match 8. Royal Challengers Bangalore up against the Chennai Super Kings. Batting first, the Royal Challengers currently 177 for 6. That's after 18 and a half overs. Rajat Patidar, the skipper, top scorer there. He made 51 off 32 balls. Tim David and Krunal Pandya at the crease at the moment. David is on 4. Krunal Pandya still yet to score. Amongst the wickets, though, Noor Ahmad has been the pick of the bowlers for the Chennai Super Kings. He's taken 3 for 36 in his 4 overs. Matish Patirana has taken 2 for 36 and he is into his final over. So it looks like RCB will get close to 190 from their 20 overs. Moving to some football news now. Man City boss Pep Guardiola insists they're not feeling agitated over the wait for the results of the investigation into the club. The defending champions face 115 charges of breaking financial fair play rules and failing to cooperate with a Premier League review of their finances. City deny any wrongdoing, while in February, Guardiola said he expected a decision within a month, but he doesn't mind waiting a bit longer.
We are more than 1 year with that, so nothing changed. Have 1 more week or 2 more weeks or 3 more weeks or 4 more weeks.
So Man City are in action this weekend. They travel to Bournemouth on Sunday for their FA Cup quarterfinal clash. In the other quarterfinals in the FA Cup, Fulham host Crystal Palace in the first match tomorrow, while Brighton take on Nottingham Forest in the other quarterfinal on Saturday. And then on Sunday, Preston North End will look to keep their magic run going when they take on Aston Villa. And then we're going to finish with a bit of Sevens rugby news. The Blitzbokke finished day one of the Hong Kong Sevens with a win and a loss. Their first match, they beat Uruguay 40 points to 7, but then they fell to a really disappointing 26-7 loss to Australia in the final match of the day. They also have New Zealand in their group, and New Zealand beat both Australia and Uruguay. So that means that the Blitzbokke need to beat the All Blacks tomorrow and hope that Uruguay can do them a favour against the Aussies in the morning. The Blitzbokke will play New Zealand at 7:45 tomorrow morning. Well, that's all from me for today. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.